From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. There could be significant changes coming to two of Miami's better-known streets, Biscayne Boulevard as it passes by Bayfront Park, and Flagler Street. Javier Betancourt is the Deputy Director of the Miami Downtown Development Authority, and thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
This is an exciting time for downtown. What do you have up your sleeve?
Oh, gosh, there's so much up my sleeve. It's hard to pick something to start with, quite frankly. As you referenced, downtown is transforming before our very eyes from a fairly sleepy 9-to-5 business center, an employment center, into a vibrant, thriving 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, mixed-use community. And quite frankly, I think one of the great urban centers of not only this country, but of the world. A true global city, which we have always envisioned in Miami, and I think are finally becoming, if not already there.
Explain to people who don't know, what is a development authority?
A development authority, and in our case, we've been around for 50 years. We're an independent agency of the city. We are a governmental entity funded by taxpayer funds. And our mission, quite frankly, is to support, grow, and promote downtown Miami in whatever form that takes. We are probably the chief advocates for downtown at every level of government.
What's going to be different in the core of Miami that is not electronic stores and luggage stores and places where you leave the courthouse to go for lunch?
No doubt they are going to lose certain retail to these new retail centers. But what they are doing and in the process of doing is transforming into more of a, I think, restaurant row nightlife center. So away from typical shops and towards kind of more active lifestyle uses. And it's happening. We have a number of new restaurants in Flagler, and it keeps on growing. And we're also in the midst of a reconstruction project for Flagler Street. What we'd like to do is replace that parallel parking with wider sidewalks and then centralized valet, where you can valet your car in one part of the street. You know, you walk up and down the street, and you could pick it up 3 or 4 blocks down the road. What that would enable us to do is to widen the sidewalks, flatten them, provide shade trees where we currently have palm trees that don't provide shade, create a more walkable street and a street that allows for more outdoor dining. If it's truly to become a restaurant row, kind of Lincoln Road-esque, we need wider sidewalks, we need shade trees. And that's precisely what we're moving forward with as we speak.
You have something else going on, too, that involves streets. That is Biscayne Boulevard.
So Biscayne Boulevard should be our grand boulevard, right? Great cities have great boulevards. So we're looking to narrow the street from 8 lanes of what is essentially a highway to 4 lanes of a more urban street. And then, as you know, there's we have these 5 or 6 parking pods in the median of Biscayne, which further, you know, makes it more difficult to cross the street. We want to transform those medians into a linear park. That is our front lawn. That's the front door to downtown and to the city at large. And it needs to be welcoming and inviting and spectacular.
Ambitious plans, Javier Betancourt with the DDA. We'll be watching what happens. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.